Everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and it's September 5th, 2012, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. So we're here to maybe talk about healings. Self-empowerment is the main theme for today. And we'll see if Carrie's out there. And thank you, Ed, for singing your song. And you're out there, Carrie.
Yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Wednesday here on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight. We would love callers tonight. If any of you would like to call in with any questions or any tales of empowerment, how you have achieved that, what clearings you've done maybe over the last months that have helped you become more self-empowered in your life. So here are the phone numbers. For those of you in the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. These are listed under the play button under for Station 1 on the BBS Creation Lightship page. And then if you can't use that number, try area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So, Ron, we've actually got a question that came in a little bit ago on the clsquestions@yahoo.com email address that I thought I would start with tonight while we wait for self-empowerment stories or questions and so forth. So, you were talking the other night, there was a caller, and you were talking about how in the light we can change our experience at any point that we want to. You know, if we're sort of done with being whatever we are, we can end that and then move on to being and doing something else. So I think these questions came out of that conversation. So the first one, the first question is, when or who chooses our genders here on Earth? What gender we're going to be?
Oh, on Earth here?
Mm-hmm.
You would be doing that because your spirit is in the land of darkness. Remember, in the light of the darkness, that's where your soul family is here. And so you would pick the best of the worst parents. And from there, if they were to have a child, then you would check out the DNA of the baby to see what possibilities it would have in this lifetime. And naturally, with that would be the gender of the child. So you're doing that yourself because you have to have a forced reincarnation somehow, somewhere here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be incarnating. But you're always incarnating, so I don't think, for what I've sort of seen, I don't think people wait more than probably maybe 200 years maximum to incarnate. Typically, it's probably about 50. And so you're forced to be here, and then in forcing to be here, then you're at free choice to pick the best of the worst parents according to the genetics, and from there, you get born here. Now, at times, maybe the parents that you chose were perfectly fine. You really were happy to go into that baby. And then all of a sudden, maybe they become drug addicts, okay, or alcoholics or something. And then you go, I don't want to be a baby having alcoholic or druggy parents. So then you back out. And so what happens next? Well, then the baby is put up for grabs by your soul family because it's the same basic resonant frequency that you are, even though you're a little different, but you're still, free choice, free will, and you do have the energy. Everybody in the soul family can come into anybody's body anyway, just like entities do. So all of a sudden you say, okay, I'm backing out. I don't want to have druggy parents. Alcoholic parents. Now, they were fine when they conceived me or conceived a child, but now they changed. So you can back out and find someone else to go into. Now, if nobody from your soul family chooses that fetus, then more than likely the fetus will typically die, or the mother will have an abortion or something, or a stillbirth, because there's no spirit energy in it. There could be something else going on after that by the aliens, by having a child without a spirit, but typically we won't get into that. We'll just talk about what happens with spirits that are here, and that's the story there. So you are at free choice, free will, to pick the best of the worst parents and the gender of the baby and what it chooses, what talents it could have brought forth from the parents' genetics in this lifetime. Whether they are or not is kind of up for grabs. It's hard to say if the baby or the child even does any of that stuff, but that's what your greatest possibility would be, because a spirit would like to bring forth that energy. And also, it would normally the soul family probably has a theme that they're going to be doing for everybody. And the theme would be whatever the theme of the soul family is, and that's why people in the soul family can go in and out of each other's bodies, because they all have maybe the same vocation, typically. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just noticing on the fast chat, a couple of people are saying there's no sound on the phone lines. So, BBS, if you're listening, if you could just check the listening line for Station 1. I don't know if it's fixed already, but just in case. Maybe somebody could type in and let me know if it's still not working. So in the meantime, Ron, the next part of the question is, do we have a male spirit and a female spirit, or one spirit that gets put into a male or female body?
The second part, it'd be the spirit itself, which is what you are, can change genders. So yes, that's what it is. So,
what changes gender? Sorry, what did you just say?
Yeah, the spirit can change genders as far as what body it wants to go into, male or female. I heard somebody talking a long time ago. They must have got the information wrong, I would think, or the channeler was completely off. But it was the person that's very well known up in northern Washington, I believe, starts with an R, and I won't go any further than that. And this person was telling me a long time ago that, you know, his information from this person was that if you're a male in one lifetime, you're a male in all lifetimes put together, always. And that information is not true. So I don't know what was stated by that, anyway, but that was false information, and the person thought that that was true, and so did he. Thought the channeler also said the same thing. So back to you.
Okay, Carrie. Thanks. And I, you know, Ron, I think I heard a beep at the top of the show that I completely forgot about, so I just want to check. Do we have a caller holding?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry. Sorry about that. I wrote down beep on my paper, and then I completely blanked out. So go ahead. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, well, in answer to Carrie's question about healing, yes, I've been doing some emotional abandonment clearings, and they've been helping me a lot.
Oh, good. Well done.
Yeah, and one thing was, like if you have a praise addiction, you praise people too much, then this can result in emotional entrapment too. So I can see where one has to be careful about that, and from day to day. And also, I find that some people, they like you well enough, and they want to accept you well enough and share with you, but they may have a pain and rejection issue where they can't accept you or share with you, but that doesn't mean that they don't like you well enough, or they, if they could, they would. So I realized something about that, too. And then I also, what came to me too, Ron, was interesting about, and I'm always mindful to be careful about people's belief systems and not to step on any toes, because I know that's important too. But concerning hallucinogenic drugs, the religions have been known to take them sometime, and if there's an epic situation that comes about, that from taking these drugs sometime, they have religious experiences about very epic situations that are phenomena that really don't happen normally with the light within us and normal activities of improvement that we go through. So these epic situations, if people research on the internet hallucinogenic drugs in regard to these epic situations, I think they could find the answers that they're looking for if they're concerned about that. But then I wanted to ask Ron a question about if we call our light back again and say three replicated spirits come back again from the parallel planet, from the timelines, and we say, well, Ron, should we take our kernels of light out of these replicated bodies and put them in the repository in the Earth planet? Or should we let them stay here and fight with the aliens? And what should we do? We got three that came back. Is that possible? Or what's Ron's view about the matter?
Okay, yeah. The only time you can bring yourself, the pieces of you back, is after you have a clearing. So each time you have a clearing, unless I do it for you, you know, live on one of the programs that we have, then when you do a clearing, then you want to bring back the parts of you to the new Earth planet that has just been created, or only, let's see, how do I say this properly? It's been created to bilocate your spirit and fragments of you, body and spirit, so that it won't be lost at ascension time. So that's just your safeguard. As far as bringing something back to it here, no, it wouldn't do any good. I don't see how you would be able to know if you have something going on from that. If you happen to know, you could try it, but typically you probably wouldn't have that understanding because the mind control is so strong here. But the clearings start to reduce the mind control that you're under. And each time you have a clearing from the website, you have more of you coming back to yourself, which is why you feel better. So that's the benefit. You feel better because more of you is here. And it doesn't matter, you know, how many little grains of sand you have here, as you know, each time you feel better. So then you want to make sure that that part of you is accounted for so the light can find you at ascension time. Otherwise, if you did not do that particular part, which would be the new Earth transfer clearing, then the light may not find you at ascension because the darkness could very possibly, like they're doing anyway, just take you sideways to another parallel universe. And if you go there, then the light's not going to look for that universe if it's in darkness. You know, they may find it by accident, find you, maybe millions of other people, but they're not out looking into the realm of darkness to find things. They just look for light. That's all they do is look for light. When they get light, then they collect it. And so, yes, it could help if you're conscious of that, but basically, for each clearing that you have, you just transfer yourself over to the new Earth. And it's like a bilocation, and then the light will know that you're accounted for. So thank you, Larry. Hopefully I answered your question completely for you.
Yes, that makes sense. Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. so, Ron, we have some follow-up question from what you were talking about. Oh, then there's a caller. Let's go to the caller first, and then I'll read the question in a minute from Raymond. So, do we have a caller on the line?
Caller has dropped.
I'm sorry?
The caller has dropped.
Okay.
Okay, I think we don't. Is that correct?
Yes,
Okay, all right. So regarding the questions about our gender and the gender of spirits and so forth, Raymond is wondering why people change their gender in this life. So I'm assuming that means people who go through that, what looks to be very difficult, the whole sex change operation situation that some people feel compelled to do within a lifetime here in a human body.
Okay.
He's wondering.
It could be that, or it could be maybe somebody all of a sudden becoming gay or lesbian because they wanted the other experience. I don't know. I don't see anything spiritual about that. It's just living life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It could be possible that the soul family wanted you, your spirit, to experience that, so they did that. It could also more than likely be programs that are being transmitted to people. And I can't get too deep into this here, but there are ways that that could probably happen. I think, well, most people are older listening, and so I would venture to say there's probably more maybe bisexual people living now, maybe the last 10 years, than there ever was before, because that seems to be, I think, some type of program in the air that's being transmitted to do that. I may have some confrontation there, but that's what I think is going on. And then, you know, if you go back even maybe earlier, like the 60s, you know, gays and lesbians really weren't even talked about. And these were people that were probably in the closet. And they more than likely, I'm just guessing, was very difficult for them if they happened to feel like they're in the wrong body. So let's we can look at that aspect. And so let's just assume, remember I was talking earlier about your spirit could back out of a body. So very possibly, maybe there's something going on in the soul family where things got kind of switched around. Not that your spirit wanted to be in a male body or female body, but maybe it came into a body and the body genetics got altered by these unwanted universal travelers making this happen. So that's a possibility too. So it's there's a lot of things that it could be, but I think the more recent one with the bisexual energies of maybe the people probably under, I'd say under 30 years of age, probably living now, it's probably a program that's being transmitted to them that I think is created on this planet. Okay, I could probably go that far. And it might be all across everything here on this planet. So that's what I kind of think. I could be wrong, but that's what it feels like to me. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just having a little afterthought, and then we'll get back to the questions. I know when we're doing the clearings, Ron, on your website, which, in case anyone isn't familiar with it, is creationlightship.com, where Ron has all his online clearings. there is the choice to have a non-gender light being and a male light being or a female light being. And I know you've said, I think you've told us that our spirits don't have a gender. I know yours is male, I believe, right? But ours isn't gender specific.
Typically, yes. It'll flip and do whatever it needs to do for the body that it goes into.
Yeah.
And so the body actually drives the spirit as to, you know, which way to go.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then the other thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so that's boy, let's see here.
So we have generally a non-gender for us, for those of us who are here.
What I'll do here is a experiment.
Okay. Buckle up, everybody.
Okay, so here we go. So what we're going to do is we'll just assume this is correct, that when you're first conceived, you could be either sex. Correct?
Correct.
And then at some point along the line, you know, you become dominant with one or the other. Okay, so what we're going to do now is bring in the energy before the body chose to be one sex or the other. So So, and then we will switch it over to the other sex, and we'll just see how you feel. Well, this is your choice if you want to do this here. This is probably more for the paranormal show, I would guess. I don't know. But here we go.
Well, if you're in the wrong, if you feel you're in the wrong body, this might be very empowering. So
yeah,
perhaps
yeah.
It's a good Wednesday topic.
Yeah, so here we go. So, you guys ready?
Okay, so you're turning guys into girls and girls into guys, or are you going one way first?
Yeah, but
the
we are doing it is switch the body energy a little bit.
Okay, so whatever you are right now, we're all going to go the other way.
In a sense, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I already feel a little peculiar.
So, naturally, your body won't physically change, you know, but you will have a different energy in the body because the body would be leaning toward the other gender. Okay, here we go. So one, count to 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're actually just changing the program, okay? So we're kind of using the dark side script here to change the program on the body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So,
that's really peculiar.
Change at all. You feel anything, Carrie?
Yeah, I do. I feel really odd.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's not, that's not really the right word. I just feel different. I have no idea how to describe it. I did yawn when you yawned, and I have another yawn. So having a sex change must be getting rid of densities. I'm yawning, or is it just an energy shift? I don't know. I'm still in my girl blueprint, right? But I've got boy. I mean, do I have my body? Obviously, it's still my body.
Yeah, it just switched over to whatever was not turned on as a male, since you're female. Then it got on, and the female part probably got turned off. That's how I could probably put that. There's probably much more going on than this here, than what we're talking about, but you can just see how it feels. So,
you know, I feel a lump in my throat, so maybe I've got an Adam's apple thing turned on.
Yeah, very possible. We'll see if anybody else...
yeah, maybe some people can call in on this.
And then we'll switch you back over again.
All right. How interesting. I mean, I still feel like me. I'm not really thinking differently or anything that I'm aware of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you say you don't feel any different? Did you do it to yourself?
Yeah. I don't feel any change whatsoever.
Okay.
Myself. So, well, I guess I'll change everybody back again. So, here we go. It's like... I think guinea pig time up there. And then my fast chat blanked out. That's a black screen now. That's great. I think Janice may have wrote that. I'm not sure. I had to read it real fast. So here we go. Changing back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. Everybody should be changed. Okay. So, did you happen to feel more emotions or more mental or anything? You know, I don't know if those bodies, probably wasn't long enough to activate those bodies. So I would imagine the gender would activate more of the male mental stuff or mental energy, where the female would be more emotional, but we probably didn't hold it long enough to switch over those energetic bodies. But they're probably more dormant or not activated.
There seem to have been quite a few body sensations that people are reporting, Ron. Let me just go back one page. Nibley says that is a very, very interesting sensation. And let me just have to go to the next page here. Tom says he's having heating up in his lungs. Donna says, my body feels denser, more connected to the ground. Cammy says, a lot of energy left me. Liz is commenting, we all kind of have some characteristics of both sexes. That's certainly true.
Uh-huh.
Frank says he feels more grounded, connected to non-polarity. And CMD says, feel more comfortable in male body. Am female, was tomboy. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I was kind of a tomboy, too. That's interesting. Shannon says, I can get ready in less time now. No more makeup. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And Heal saying, me too, Carrie, in my neck a lump. So maybe some of we girls got an Adam's apple added. And Ed's wondering if any of the guys got their period, it looks like. Any guys have that time of the month, question mark, says Ed.
Yeah, yeah.
And Raymond is saying, this is interesting, I feel more integrated. So it looks like everybody felt, or a lot of people felt a lot of body stuff.
Yeah, so what it is a different program. And so you're running, whatever you're running is what you're running, okay? You really want to be non-gender, if you can possibly get that way, to be in non-judgment of the other sex. That's what I would think, so that, you know, everything, because otherwise you're in duality. You want to kind of be more in the middle, even though you are one or the other, but you want to be able to see people as an equal. So that's what I would perceive. You want to see everybody as equal on the playing field of living here. And probably some people actually could feel that shift happening using maybe their emotions or mental faculties and having it get swayed over a little bit stronger into the other one. So that's what I would think. So.
Yeah. So,
and my comment about being more grounded, that would probably just mean that there's more energy there that maybe you're not using or know how to use because it's not in your program. And so you, all of a sudden you feel maybe more secure because that's what you're striving to be is more grounded and more self-empowered. So it is part of a self-empowerment question.
Yeah, so there was a few more comments came in. Janice says she felt it in her head. Earthstar said nonstop yawning. I had some good yawns in that, too. Marie R. says her head movement felt different. And Joanne says, I feel like I came back into a cloned gender again. Very strange to be a gender now. Liz said she felt a slight increase in mental clarity for a few seconds. So that's really interesting. We'll have to do this again sometime, Ron. That's really interesting. Maybe we can do it for longer another time and see
maybe
what happens.
See if Jeff has listened and did switch. We'll see if he wants to come on.
Yeah, if you're there, Seth, and you had a few moments feeling like you're a woman, hop on the line. So we've got a few backed up questions, Ron, that I want to get to real quick before the next half hour vanishes in a puff of smoke. Apparently the dates of the intensives that are posted on the website, and I haven't had a chance to pull it up yet, are different from what you have been, or we have all been.
Oh, yeah, I do see it as the 8th. Yeah, it's the 15th, so I'll have to check with that to change it.
All right. So
that's
then.
Okay, no problem. It will be starting on the 15th.
Okay, so not this weekend, but next weekend, the Saturday,
right.
4 hours, the 15th, and then the Sunday, 8 hours, will be 16, 23, and 30.
Yeah, and also what I'm thinking on what happened with the gender change is that you got maybe a lot of energy from, let's see here, if you're a woman, then you probably are running your mother's energy. And so when we switched it over, then your father's energy got increased a lot more in you.
And
that's probably what you're feeling is their programs coming into you.
Interesting.
So that's probably what was going on. You might just kind of go back and look at that, but that's what I would guess. So as a female, you're probably going to be running more of your mother's energy and not your father's. And then as a male, more of your father's than your mother's. So you actually probably felt the shift of that programmed energy from your parents. What do you think, Carrie?
Yeah, that sounds really likely. I hadn't even thought of that. That's a good point, because presumably our bodies being a gender, you know, obviously if we're in a female body, we're going to be prone to some diseases and so forth that a man wouldn't, you know, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, you know, we've got the whole female hormone stuff going on. And then if you're a man, you know, and not a woman, you're going to possibly have prostate problems. And so all the judgments that your male ancestors have, you're going to be able to manifest, whereas you're not going to be able to some of the female ones. So, yeah, maybe those energies got activated, too. And programs about how to be a woman and programs about how to be a man that you learned as a child from each parent. I think that's what you were mentioning, kind of alluding to. Yeah, that sounds right to me. That's really interesting. It would be interesting to spend the day, like, you know, as the other. That'd be really interesting.
Yeah, one of the things that I saw on a tabloid, I think it's maybe a current one, just came out. I saw it a couple of months ago or something, just, you know, checking out the grocery store. They have poor, maybe not poor, but John Travolta, and then now his male partner is showing up, you know, in the tabloid magazines. And,
right.
Boy, that's really, you know, I guess not, for me looking at that, you know, any of that stuff, or they exploit something like that to sell, you know, information to people is, you know, I don't think that's really too correct, you know, because that could probably stifle his career or anything else, because somebody's probably making some money on it, you know, and, you know, all that should be, you know, for myself, I would say probably kept quiet, because why, what's that going to do, you know, to the poor person? You have to look at the compassion, and somehow, you know, the media stuff out there doesn't really care. All they want to do is sell what they're trying to sell. So seeing that, it just, I go, man, that doesn't seem right to me to have somebody, you know, do that type of things to people, you know.
Right.
But they want to come out themselves and say, yeah, you know, they're, you know, gay or bi or whatever, lesbian or, you know, whatever is going on, that's the person's choice to do that. So it gets back to free will, free choice. So what alien groups are doing this to exploit people? Anyway, a little bit of judgment there, but, you know, you just look at how life is here, and it's hard enough without having something like that going on, I would think, for that person and other people that's been done to. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Yep. I'm sure it's devastating to have your personal life blasted over the media and told to everybody. So let's see. We've got – I'm going to go back a ways. Heal was asking, excuse me, if we could experience the blueprint of the new Earth.
Yeah, we could do that. I can't guarantee we're going there or that it will be – activated, but it is a possibility, so we could do that. So what I mean by that is the Earth Spirit created this blueprint, and like we talked about earlier, you know, on a few of the other programs, Just like when you're, you know, in the light, you're at free choice to choose what you want to do, okay, or what you want to become, what you want to manifest, which would be energizing a blueprint. So getting back to the new earth, the earth spirit created an energy that we would typically perceive as 8D. Now, in true light, there's no such thing as any dimensions, but for us, it would be an 8D because we live in a system of dimensions. And that's just probably the way it would look to us if we were able to step back and look at everything. You'd see different things happening. So, but ideally, it's the same thing everywhere in light. But we'll just say that's what it is. So the new earth, the earth spirit has created its blueprint of what it wants to have on its new manifestation. And so, and that's still a possibility, but we'll go there so you can actually experience that blueprint. Here we go. So, and it may not happen, or it could happen, but it's in the works. And the earth spirit can change its mind anytime it chooses to. So here we go. We're going to go to the new earth energy. So I'll count to five to bring you there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. So let's go into that energy now. What I find is fascinating, looks like the houses that people would live in, you don't eat any food there, but there are plants, if you wish. But the houses, to me, what I see is like glass houses.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you go into a certain energy, and you're in like a house with glass walls in it. And you can have anything you want inside of the house. You can have a garden setting or you know, waterfalls or anything like that. And that's kind of what I'm perceiving. And what it is that you're able to manifest probably whatever you wish to have inside of your own particular space that you manifest on the planet. Well, that's kind of what I'm seeing. Let's see if anybody else sees like these glass buildings, see-through buildings, we'll say. And there is privacy, but this is just the way it looks. But remember, there's no judgment there. So, we'll go to some of the life forms that are there, and we can look at some of the birds that the earth spirit is choosing to bring forth. So we'll go into a little deeper into the manifestation here. So we'll go into the room that the earth spirit chose the bird life. Okay, so this will be the room that it has all the different possibilities of birds. And if you start looking, there's little ones and big ones, and, you know, some have more feet than others, some have multiple heads, some have, like, rainbow feathers. I mean, just very, very beautiful. Everything that you can conceive of is there. And you might be able to get a glimpse of something. There's even some birds that I'm seeing right now that look like whales that are flying. So
wow.
It's quite interesting. But everything that is conceivable, a possibility is there. And also the earth spirit can choose from other planets that would be similar to what it created. Remember, they all have to live there and maybe breathe on the planet, so it could go to any other planet that we'll say has the same oxygen, just using that term very loosely, and take its life form, as you know, look at it and say, I want to have this three-legged raccoon or something with pointed ears, and they can take that and then recreate the blueprint and have it be compatible with its what it wants. So it could change its color, do whatever it wants to, add a couple of extra legs or anything. But the basic blueprint is there, and it can mold or copy at whatever it chooses to do, and then give it life. Remember, their spirit has to give life to the body, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why your body is created from the elements of the planet here. Now, the spirit that looks out of your eye just comes in to visit, to go along for the ride in the body. But the body has to be created from the earth spirit in order to sustain life there. So, how's everybody doing so far in the fast chat?
Well, let me refresh it, see if we have anything.
As far as humans being there, at this moment, no, I don't see any humans. The humans that would be there will be the ones that would do the ascension, where the earth spirit is giving the body of the person, the human body, a chance to go to where it's going to, because it created the body with the elements of this earth. So it will be able to energize this body on a different, say, dimension where it's going to. You can't go to any other place but where the earth spirit is going to. So if the earth spirit did not choose to go to another location, then your body would not be able to go anywhere either. So, but it's giving you that opportunity.
And then if we don't want to, we can, our spirit can choose another body somewhere completely different and have another different experience.
Yeah, so that's between your spirit that looks out of your eyes and your body, if you both choose to go there. I think that you could possibly have a different spirit come into the body, but I don't think it's done that way. It could be a possibility, though, but normally the whole unit gets taken over there.
So there are quite a few comments, Ron.
So in the Bible, they talk kind of about that, about Jesus came to give people everlasting life, something like that. Well, that's what it is. You're going to where the earth spirit's going to. So.
So Bonnie is saying she felt an incredible shift, and Holly says, now this is living. And Lisa says, yes, gloss, beautiful. So Lisa's saying the houses that you're seeing, Liz, wow, that sounds beautiful, like a terrarium.
Yes, it is, uh-huh.
And Lisa's seeing many flowers. Marcia says, I like the waterfalls. And Jeremiah says, it sort of feels like Earth when I was 3 or 4 years old. Connie says, so full of life. Shireen is saying, years ago, Gordon Michael Scallion said he'd love to go to 2014, and the houses are see-through. I guess maybe he was seeing that in the future.
Yeah, very possible.
When he was doing his prediction stuff, yeah. And Heidi is seeing very large colored birds. Sharina is saying also, the houses were see-through. Maybe that's the 2014. And then Peter, humans and women's question mark. So no men or women yet, Ron is saying. Right, Ron?
I don't know as yet.
I guess we're all still here because it hasn't...
Yeah, the humans are still here.
Yet.
The humans there, like us. So the only humans... Okay, let's start over again. So let's just say that 1,000 people happen to ascend and... they go to where, you know, the earth spirit is. Remember, they have free choice, free will, too. So we'll say 1,000 go there. Now, just think how they're going to be. They're going to be able to, since they still have a body, okay? Mm-hmm. And since the body that you have right now will still contain, I'm kind of going on a limb here a little bit, but it'll still contain some of the energy from the earth here. So you could be like a storyteller. I'm not saying that all of your thoughts will be erased, but a lot of them will be. But you could probably be able to be a storyteller talking about the last incarnation that you were in on this planet. Okay?
Mm.
That's very unique. Very, very, very unique. And that would only be for the humans that instantly went there. And I don't know how much of that cellular memory gets completely taken away. Typically, it would be taken away, but I think somehow there would be something still brought forth because you're going there with a different body. And I think the body that would go there would still contain some of the past remembrance of this place here, but you wouldn't have any of the negativity. It'd just be maybe visuals of what the earth looked like. Okay.
What do you mean we're going there with a different body? Different from what?
It'll be the same. It'll be this body, but it will have the remembrance of Earth in it, because your body, you'll be the only humans there. Remember, the Earth spirit's gonna bring forth a different physical body of humans if it does have humans there, because it'll be a different planet. It's a completely different planet with maybe different soils, different energies. So you won't really have a physical body of the of what's being brought forth new. So you could be kind of like an alien there, which probably would be the true word. You'd be an alien on a planet that has all different life forms other than yours.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. You would probably still have a little bit of that cellular memory that would be held in place, so you could talk about this incarnation.
Interesting.
And that's the only reason. Otherwise, all memories would be wiped out completely.
And is that just because we're coming from a planet that was in this area where the dark side has invaded, and therefore the whole, we could, I guess, call it the journey of the spirit that has been in this planet is a little bit different than a planet spirit's journey normally would be, and what would go with it?
Yeah, possibly, but I think that, I'm just not sure, okay?
Okay.
Possibly. But I do see if a human was there, they'd be able to talk about another location where normally that would not even happen. Because once you get into light, all memories are taken away. Because you don't have a history brought forth from the past of where you were.
Yeah. But
in this particular instance, you would probably have it because it's at a key point for ascension.
Oh, that's the reason.
That's the only reason.
Okay.
So, it's kind of hard to describe and explain that, and I may not even have the correct words, but
okay,
that's kind of what it looks like to me.
Okay, so we have even more comments, if you'd like to hear them, Ron, from people.
Briefly.
We can move on if you need to, that's okay.
We got about 4 minutes to go, I think.
Yeah, okay, so we're just people commenting on different things that they see. All right, okay. Ariel is saying the sound on BBS went away, so that's on the phone line. So, Seth, if you're listening, if you could check if that came back on. So Michael O is asking, will there be any darkness in the new Earth?
No, none whatsoever, no.
And let's see. Da-da-da-da. No sound on BBS. Okay, a couple of comments there about no sound. So hopefully, Seth, you can hear and get that fixed real quick. There were a couple of questions from Q. I wrote one of them down and I didn't get the first one, Q. The second one, Ron, is how can I protect myself from folks from a caste system?
First figure out what your situation is, how you're being casted, we'll say, right? Because you're running programs from the caste system. And then go back and do the 7-generational clearings on it. So if for some reason, the old thing, Baker candlestick maker or something. So if you think that you're a baker, because your mother's a baker and your grandparents were a baker and now you're a baker and you go, man, I don't like this baking situation, I want to do something else. Well, that's because you're heavily influenced by your parents and everything going back. So the seven generational clearing would very possibly help you. And you may want to go back and do the second one. We have them in seven generational segments. So the first one that you do goes back, I think, we'll just say to 1800s, hypothetically. It all depends how often, you know, your ancestors bred, you know.
Being bakers and all.
Yeah. If they have anything in the oven, you know. Quite often. So from there, you know, if do that one. If not, go back another seven generations.
And if you don't see a clearing that's listed already, and there are actually 60 different seven generational clearings that Ron has for specific topics, if you don't find what might apply in there, there is the new generic seven generation clearing that you can use for anything else that isn't covered already. So being in a caste system, I don't know what that would come under. That might have to go to the generic one. I don't have the list in front of me of all those 60, but I just want to throw that in real quick, Ron.
Great, yeah, and we're going to be putting up, if we can get it up here, a special package for the people getting on the conference call on the 28 Hours of Healing coming up. And it'll be mental clearings. Remember what they were, Carrie? I think there's what?
The mental cellular, the orbs, the mind matrix, and possibly the alien attack page. So it'll be a clearing for extracting yourself from lots of different kinds of mental programs.
That's in the mix right now.
Another bundle.
That,
a bargain bundle.
When we started, yeah. And it'll last for a month for you to do.
Ron, since we came in late, I'm hoping we have one more minute because I just want to finish up. Heal was asking about the taking us to the new Earth energy, which everybody has obviously really enjoyed. And she was wondering about if you want to go see your twin flame. I mean, we've all been stuck here so long. I'm guessing that a lot of our spirits would want
to... Okay, yeah. Once you're in light, your twin flame is available to you all the time, just like it is here if you do the twin flame, the 4-in-1 session. So your twin flame is always available to you and your home base.
Okay, so we could go to this new Earth and have constant access to our twin flame energy if we would like that.
Yep, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, great. So we don't have to go to our home base to connect.
Yep.
Okay. All right, wonderful.
Okay, so I guess we will call it a night here.
Okay.
We could go there again if you get people want to request that on another program. That's no problem for me to take us there.
Thank you.
You may want to bring up, what I'd like you to do is bring up some questions before we go there for people so you can maybe more fully understand what it's like. That might be the way to do it. You know, maybe I could tell you what's there if you ask me a question, then we can all experience something. So it's kind of like reverse engineering. That might work out good. But anyway, thank you, Carrie. We'll see you later, everybody. Our next BBS program is Friday, and we have another show tomorrow night, a two-hour program. And you go to the website and check that out on the top right. It starts at 7 Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. See you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everybody, for your calls. And please do roll your questions over to Friday, the ones we didn't get to, and or Thursday, 2 hours on Thursday. So, yeah, good night. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Night-night.